Blog Talk Radio.
If she ain't fucking, she got to go.
Go.
Tell her don't waste my time. Police wanna stop me, search my clothes.
Word.
Tell them don't waste my time. If it ain't money, I ain't involved.
No.
Tell them don't waste my time. Waste man ruffling down my phone. Tell them don't waste my time.
No, no, no.
Tell them don't waste my time. Tell them don't waste my time.
Oh yeah.
Tell them don't waste my time. Tell them don't waste my time.
No, no, no.
Tell them don't waste my time. Tell them don't waste my time. Tell them don't waste my time. Tell them don't waste my time.
No, no, no.
The hoe they ain't left in the brick. Nigga, don't waste my time. These hoes ain't fucking me and all my niggas.
My nigga.
Tell her don't waste my time. Nigga, they ain't 120 seconds on the clock. Tell them don't waste my time. Heard a couple niggas scheming on my watch. Fuck nigga, won't waste my time. Couple hundred missing out your pocket in the morning. Nigga need to check that bitch, she lying. Let him try to school me, I'm already on fire. Tell him don't waste my time. Left with your bitch right in front of your face. Fuck with no rats, I don't fuck with no Jake. On that bus shackle, they sent you upstate. Snitches in your building, caught the murder on tape.
If she ain't fucking, she got to go.
Yeah.
Tell her don't waste my time. Police wanna stop me, search my clothes. Tell them don't waste my time. If it ain't money, I ain't involved.
No.
Tell them don't waste my time. Waste man ruffling down my phone.
True.
Tell them don't waste my time.
No, no, no.
Tell them don't waste my time.
Kaboom.
Tell them don't waste my time.
Oh yeah.
Tell them don't waste my time.
Stop.
Tell them don't waste my time.
No, no, no.
Tell them don't waste my time.
Kaboom.
Tell them don't waste my time.
B-A-H.
Tell them don't waste my time.
Stop.
Tell them don't waste my time.
No, no, no. Fuck you, I got a good lawyer. Golden boyfriends, dealer hoes. Cocaine, no brain when I pull a toy. Rope chains, man, millions off the dope game. Man, shooters, they shoot, they on top. Killer, don't waste my time. If that watch don't cost about 50. Jeweler, don't waste my time. She said, you ain't gonna be my big daddy. Tenor, don't waste my time. Don't hit my line. Bitch, I'm lying. Make a couple meals every day, a lot of time. Came from the bottom, now my niggas all shine. We gon' hide the body when nobody gon' find it. Sign Illuminati for a Gotti in the alley. When them coke boys run up, where you gon' hide?
If she ain't fucking, she got to go.
Yeah.
Tell her don't waste my time. Police wanna stop me, search my clothes.
Word.
Tell them don't waste my time. If it ain't money, I ain't involved.
No.
Tell them don't waste my time. Waste man ruffling down my phone. Tell them don't waste my time.
No, no, no.
Tell them don't waste my time.
Kaboom.
Tell them don't waste my time.
Oh yeah.
Tell them don't waste my time.
Stop.
Tell them don't waste my time.
No, no, no.
Tell them don't waste my time.
Kaboom.
Tell them don't waste my time.
B-A-H.
Tell them don't waste my time.
Stop.
Tell them don't waste my time.
No, no, no.
Don't waste my time, bitch. I ain't got a dime. If you ain't fucking right now, call number 9. If you got a number 9, if I call me, slide. For a brick when I know you going sweet, nigga think I'ma grind. Niggas snitching 9 days, so I gotta mask up, no time for a line. Real savage shit, nigga tweak with the squad, I ain't having it. I'm talking indie bottles, mama sick, bad with the kind of lick. Police said what kind of shit. Out here, I'm a homie, no lack of shit. No acting shit, that Mac is spit. 10 racks spit, the red wrap the brick. Louis jacket with the active sip. Stay dropped, no active pick. No Martin, my Tommy got a job. Agent Swell, nigga taught me how to rob. What's your time thinking I'ma give it all? Petty hustle, tryna turn up with a ball. In the hood, spit grip or try to ball. Niggas mad cause I just want it all. In the slammer 2 times, when a nigga out here, nigga ain't never getting me a call.
If she ain't fucking, she got to go.
Yeah.
Tell her don't waste my time. Police wanna stop me, search my clothes.
Word.
Tell them don't waste my time. If it ain't money, I ain't involved.
No.
Tell them don't waste my time. Waste man ruffling down my phone.
True.
Tell them don't waste my time.
No, no, no.
Tell them don't waste my time.
Kaboom.
Tell them don't waste my time.
Oh yeah.
Tell them don't waste my time.
Stop.
Tell them don't waste my time.
No, no, no.
Tell them don't waste my time.
Kaboom.
Tell them don't waste my.
Yeah, tell them don't waste my time. I love that song. You know what? I'm thinking because I listened to that song when I was watching the movie Creed. Oh, by the way, you guys got to watch that movie. It's awesome. So Donnie, which is Apollo Creed's son, you know, he got into boxing and everything, and he went over to, excuse me, he went over to London to fight another boxer. And this other boxer, I forgot his name, this other boxer, he was coming out, and he was coming out to that song. And I'm like, ooh, yeah, I like that song. Tell him don't waste my time. And honestly, I think that the Carolina Panthers, I think, like, when they come onto the field for the Super Bowl, I think they need to play that song when they come out. Yeah. I like that. But anyway, if that song didn't wake you up, I don't know what's going to do it. And good morning. This is the Morning Breath Morning Show, and I am your host, Lena J. And the phone lines are open. The chat room is open. If you guys want to come in and participate with me, definitely come through and do that. More than happy to have all of you guys. The more, the merrier. Now, I want to touch on a few things before I actually get to my caller, and I believe it's my boy D. But let me get to a few things, because I've been trying to talk about these things for the past couple of days, and maybe he will kind of, you know, chime in on these subjects as well. But I know you guys heard of El Chapo, right? Okay, honestly, I think that when I first heard about him, yeah, I wasn't really paying attention until he actually put, like, he put a hit out for Donald Trump. And I'm like, wait, who's this guy? So I started paying attention, and then come to find out that he escaped from jail. And the crazy thing about it is that he had I believe he had ankle bracelets on while he was in jail. So he was able to remove those, and he was able to, you know, escape from jail. And they caught him, I believe, well, he escaped the day, I think it was the day after my birthday. But anyway, this wasn't the first time he escaped. This was the second time. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, you guys are going to put him back in the same facility that he escaped from twice? Do you really think that's a good idea? I don't know. So the United States kind of, you know, stepped in and said, hey, we can house him in the United States, you know, because he kept escaping, which I would actually, I would have offered that as well, because honestly, I'm waiting for the time when I hear on the news that he escaped for the third time. I got to give it to him, really. If he can escape twice, what makes y'all think he's not going to escape the third time? So, speaking of escaping, you all heard about that teen, the affluenza teen. You know, he was too spoiled to know right from wrong. Shh. Whatever. Once you get past a certain age, you know right from wrong. I don't care if you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth. You know right from wrong. So, anyway, his mommy decided that, you know, she didn't want him to do any time. They didn't want to, you know, she didn't want him to be trialed as an adult. So she sold everything in her house. Her and her husband, I guess they were separated. She sold everything in the house. They moved to Mexico. So they were doing okay, I guess, you know, eluding the police and everything, hiding out in Mexico. And he went to go purchase some pizza. And I guess he didn't have enough money on him. So he decided, hey, let me use my card with my name on it. Okay, you're hiding from the police. Why would you use something with your name on it? Anyway, he used his card with his name on it. And that's how they were able to track his whereabouts and where he was. Definitely a dumb move. Speaking of dummy moves, there was a guy in Florida who was also eluding police. What is up with everybody? Just, you know what, I'm not even going to go into that. But there was another guy that was eluding the police in Florida. So, you know, they put it on Facebook, you know, this is his picture, you know, we're looking for him, yada, 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 you know. So the guy, he sees his mugshot picture, and he's like, well, I don't like the picture. So he calls into a radio show and was like, I don't like this picture. You know, I'm going to send the police a different picture, a better picture. So Stupid decided to, you know, send in a better picture, you know, in his car, driving, living life, whatever, and says, hey, you know, use this picture instead. They were like, sure, thanks. So they were able to track his whereabouts. And as soon as they were able to capture him, they put up a new picture stating captured. What do you think about this picture now? Is this picture better? Talking about dumb idiots, dumb criminals. What I really wanted to talk about on the show is the situation that's going on in Flint, Michigan. Everyone knows what's going on with the water situation. Officials decided to, hey, let's transfer the water from this source to this source because it's cheaper. And now there's a whole lead poisoning thing and all of that going on. There are a lot of celebrities that are pitching in, sending water to Flint, Michigan. Everyone is, you know, trying to do their best. I believe Cher was one of the first celebrities that actually sent water over to Flint, Michigan. The one thing that really bothers me is the fact that there is a rapper. When I saw this post on his Instagram, it really didn't faze me that much because I've seen it on the Shade Room. I saw it actually on their page. And this rapper who I still don't know who he is. I was trying to Google the information. But, of course, my computer's going way too slow. Maybe my boy D can kind of chime in on that. But this rapper, he decides that, hey, I want to make a whole big joke out of this situation. So he decides to say, hey, I'm going to block all females from Flint, Michigan because they got them dirty kitty cats and I don't want to catch nothing and y'all dirty out there, hot y'all washing up. It was just way out there and completely disrespectful. But let me bring my boy in here. I believe this is D. Let's see what he got to say about this situation. D.
What's up, girl? What's up?
Good. How you been?
How you been? I've been good. I can't complain. I won't complain. How about that? So,
fabulous.
I don't know who this rapper is. I'm sorry. I'm going to jump straight in next. But
okay.
We're turning into a sadistic society because we are finding humor in people's misery for real.
Right.
Kind of remind me of the Romans where they put people out there for the, you know, they get knee jollies off of people fighting animals. You know. I'm like. I never heard, you know, the dude make that post because I'm not on Instagram like that. I'm on there, but just not like that. But
right.
I
didn't know who he was myself. So because, like I said, I saw it on the Shade Room. Now, the Shade Room, they have a Facebook page. They also have an Instagram page. And I saw it on theirs. And they put it as a hashtag post and delete because the guy, he must have realized, hey, this is the wrong thing to say. So I guess he decided, hey, let me delete this real quick. So when I'm looking at the name of the rapper, I'm like, wait a minute, who is this? I don't know who this guy is. Is he new? Is he famous? I mean, is he just now coming out? Is he trying to be relevant? I mean, and what's the point and purpose of his comment? Like, you're not in Flint, Michigan. That's a very insensitive comment to make. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's going on out there. You know what I'm saying? Talking about, oh, I'm going to block every female from Flint, Michigan.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, that's a very grievous situation, you know. And, I mean, water, a basic necessity that people need, and they can't even get clean water. Come on now. How would you feel, you know, if you couldn't get clean water and somebody poking at you?
Right. Definitely. And there were a few comments. There were a few comments under the picture where, I guess, you know, more people know him than I do. So there were a few comments talking about, oh, he has no room to talk, you know, all the STDs he's been spreading around. Don't nobody want to deal with him either. Right. So I'm trying to Google this information and pull it back up because, of course, the Shade Room, they post like a million things per hour, so I'm not able to find the post. So I'm trying to Google this information, trying to pull up this rapper's name, and I wasn't able to find it, but I'm going to try to see if I can find it for tomorrow's show. But, yeah, they were, you know, talking about, oh, well, you spreading STDs like wildfire, fire and all this other good stuff. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I just think that, I mean, have they declared a state of emergency in Flint, Michigan or anything? I mean, seriously.
No, not yet. I know when I was
really?
Watching. Yes, I was watching.
My president
is
failing.
Well, I was watching Good Morning America, and one of the, I guess, the spokespersons for Flint, Michigan, they were stating how the state of Michigan has resources, you know, because they had reached out to the president to say, okay, we need for you to file this as a state of emergency. And they were denied that. And the guy was stating that the reason why they were denied is because Michigan has resources, you know, and they need run out of their resources before they can be, you know, it can be declared a state of emergency. So that's why he just probably stated why the request for that was denied. Because he says, he was like, well, we're sitting on money to help ourselves, you know, and we're not using that money.
Well, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Michigan is like Detroit, right?
To me, it is.
Okay. So that's up there. I want to believe, help me with my geography. That's in the Great Lakes area?
Right.
Okay. I was worried about them the other day. They might, I mean, I wasn't even watching the news nor nothing, and the whole thing of Detroit just jumped on me and said, you know, I want to, what's really going on up there?
Right.
You know, this is like one state that's been in the news for the past year.
Right.
And
well, they
I just don't get it.
Well, they switched the water source to save money.
Right.
That's why they switched.
But in doing so, you're now poisoning tens of millions of people. You're poisoning millions of people. Or hundreds
right.
of thousands. Or many other people, you know. And this is,
right.
how can I say, legal? And bottled water is not going to do it.
Yeah.
You did.
And that was a lot of concern. Yeah, I mean, people are boiling water, but, I mean, still, it's still in the water. And the thing is that a lot of people were concerned about the long-term effects, you know, that lead has on the skin and everything. So the mayor, you know, she was stating that, you know, she's going to try to reach out. They're going to have – they're trying to reach out to get more money for resources that, you know, from here and beyond for, like, I guess – certain programs that can help people mentally with, you know, long-term effects with consuming this water and programs that will help with skin and stuff like that. Because she knows that once they fix the problem with the water, that, you know, the lasting effects will be there for a couple of years, you know, especially on children.
And how long, okay, let me ask this. How long has this water been like this before it became public knowledge?
And that's the thing. They did not make public knowledge until somebody kind of brought it to knowledge. Right. And until someone brought it to their attention, like, hey, what's going on with this water? And then they were like, oh, okay, well, we switched the water over a couple of months ago to save money. So you got people that were bathing and drinking this lead-based water, this poisonous, toxic water. You know, people could have been giving this water to their newborn babies, you know? So,
well, I'm going to put it like this. Until it start affecting the right people, and I say the right people, the people with money, ain't nothing going to be done. Because now the health is at jeopardy. It ain't nothing you can do. There's no... nothing you can do against lead poisoning, you know.
Right.
It's going to be, I think it's going to be a, what is it called? A lawsuit of some kind?
Yeah.
That's going to be a major lawsuit.
Yes, definitely. And that's why the main.
Y'all ain't going to be able to send a water bill out for about 10 years.
Right. And, I mean, I think that's why the mayor, she was talking about, you know, getting extra money for programs that can help, you know, people in the long run, because once they do get the water situated, you're still going to have these situations with poisoning in the, you know, your skin, your blood, your system, all of that. So Now, she wants there to be programs that can help and assist with that, you know, in case you need it. Anything for your skin or medication, things like that. I mean,
right.
Once you look at it, you know, you got somebody that could have just had a newborn baby. You know, they're putting what they think is okay water in with the baby's milk, and then you have
mm-hmm.
a newborn that can't fight off the, and you know, infections like we can.
Right.
You know, so that I'm hoping that
well,
no one loses their life after this.
Right. Well, think about moms that get it from breastfeeding their baby.
Right.
That's like direct.
Right.
So
that's also a problem as well.
Yeah, this situation is a lot more serious than a lot of people are letting it to be. You dig? We're not talking about it and hoping, hey, they'll fix it. But it's like Detroit has become they got to take care of their self state, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is where cars are manufactured.
Yeah.
Hey, am I right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Detroit, you know. And
mm-hmm.
so why, you know, why would you, I don't know, you know, but they did get a nice little kickback when they was in the government buyout program. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't know how much money the state got, but I know the automakers made out pretty good there. So, I don't know. This place is, it's a lot more that's got to be done. And
mm-hmm.
do you know if there's like a website set up so where people can make donations for them so they can get stuff in? Or are they having water brought in daily?
That
you know?
Is the question as far as the website. I know there has to be something out there because there are a lot of celebrities that are sending water to Flint, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be something that's, you know, set up to, hey, send the water to this address or send your donations to that address. So I'm definitely going to look into that and, you know, give the information on the next show because right now my computer is just going extra, extra slow. But I will give that information on tomorrow's show because, I mean, there's
right.
so many people and you have, you know, the Coast Guard, well, not the Coast Guard. You have, you know, so many resources and so much help out there for
yeah.
Flint, Michigan. And then you have this idiot with his insensitive comment, you know, talking about, oh, I'm going to block all females from Flint, Michigan. Okay, I don't think the females in Flint, Michigan want to deal with you even before the water situation with you passing around all these STDs.
Yeah. So
I'm going to get his name, too, because I'm going to put him on blast. I'm going to get his name, and I'm a reporter on tomorrow's show, because I'm definitely going to put him on blast because that was very insensitive for him to say that.
It was insensitive, and like I said, people are getting, how can I say, it's getting to a point where we're becoming insensitive as a whole. You know, it only takes one person to start poking fun at it, at a situation
mm-hmm.
where it's not even a joke and matter.
Right,
you know,
and then
we're
you
talking
got
about
other
people losing their lives.
Yeah, and you have other idiots chiming in, thinking it's funny. Ho, 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 I think I'm going to do that too. This is not funny.
Nope. This is not funny.
There's a lot of things that you don't get.
In actuality, if you ask me, it seems like it's just another purge conspiracy, if you ask me.
Right.
At best. So.
Right. I mean, there are a lot of things that you can poke fun at. You know what I'm saying? Poke
yes.
fun at the fact that these celebrities are naming their children, you know, crazy names. You know, poke
yes.
fun at all these damn Kardashians coming out and they don't have real careers. You know what I'm saying? But don't, like, poke fun at stuff like, you know, Hurricane Katrina, 9/11,
yes.
Flint, Michigan.
No,
this is stuff you don't
it.
Joke about.
Right. Exactly. Because quiet is kept. You know, folks can turn on you. They could be for you 1 minute. Next minute, you won't even go wood in the hood.
Right.
So, and you in that type of industry, come on, dude. You trying to get
Pretty
yourself
much.
Blocked. You trying to get yourself red ball before you even get a name out.
Right. I'm definitely going to pull this guy's name up and see what's going on. But right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick little break, and then we're going to come back and see if we can talk about some other things, because this is really pissing me off with the Flint, Michigan thing. But you guys, if you want to call in number is 347-324-5717. If you want to chime in on the Flint, Michigan situation, we can still talk about that if you like. But let's try to move on to something else. I really want to talk about this affluenza teen crap and this El Chapo. So I'm going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. I am your host, Lena J, and this is the Morning Breath Morning Show. Calling number is 347-324-5717, and the phone lines are open. The chat room is open, and we were talking about the situation in Flint, Michigan, so I'm going to actually touch on that a little bit more tomorrow on tomorrow's show, because there's some information I definitely have to look into to give you guys. Now, I really want to talk about this influenza teen, this teenager that he killed four people and decided, hey, let me just, you know, walk away from this. I'm too spoiled. I have too much money, you know, to go to jail. So, Dee, what do you think about this situation?
Well, he has this, they have a thing. I had to look it up because I said, what a Cole got to do with what he, how he acts against people. And I looked it up, and I'm like, you know, I'm being dead serious, because all I heard was fluenza, you know. And then I looked up the story, and it said affluenza, not influenza. And I'm like, oh, okay, let me look this up. I don't know this word. I looked it up, and it says the people that suffer from this have no idea between right and wrong. But I'm like,
right.
They have medication that they on regularly.
Correct.
Because if you don't know right and wrong, I'm going to need you to live a certain kind of way that makes me comfortable.
Right.
I want your mama to have her eyes on you at what all times.
Right.
You know, I don't care how much money you got, wrong is wrong, unless you got diplomatic immunity. And I'm going to tell you what, diplomatic immunity don't stop a bullet, you know.
Right.
Bullet is a bullet.
Right.
It don't care if you got diplomatic immunity. You got to be the invisible man for a bullet not to hit you.
Right.
So, but yeah, he's got this thing called affluenza. And like I said, I just like to be, I'm being dead honest serious when I tell you what a cold got to do with being right or wrong. You know? I'm up there
you
like
know
people
what?
That.
I thought the same thing. When I first heard about the story, I thought the same thing. Like, wait a minute, what does him having the flu got to do with anything with him killing people? So then it's
yeah.
like, okay, I had to read more about the story, come to find out that was the defense that his lawyer was using, you know, that he
mm-hmm.
didn't know, was too spoiled to know right from wrong. My thing is, if you're too spoiled,
I don't care how
right
spoiled
from
you
wrong,
are.
Right, so... My thing is, if you're too spoiled to know right from wrong, first of all, like you said, one, you should be on medication, okay? And two, you should not have access to a vehicle, you know what I'm saying? You should not have access to a vehicle. You should not have access to any type of weapons, you know? You should not, if you don't know right from
wrong.
Right. If you don't know right from wrong, you should always have someone by your side who knows right from wrong if that's the case. He should not be walking freely by himself if he don't know right from wrong.
We need to put one of them, we need to make one of them things called, they call it they make them for dogs when dogs about to do wrong. Why don't we make one for humans? You
right.
know, put one on him when he about to do wrong. Shut that ass. Lay that ass down right there in the midst of where you at, about to do wrong. You think you're about to cross that? You think you're about to jaywalk? You about to lay down and walk. You about to slow your roll.
Exactly. So, I mean, I don't understand why he's not. He should have some sort of, you know, chaperone with him at all times if he don't know right from wrong.
Exactly.
You know, that's like saying who's 2 years old. So wait a minute, so you're justifying the fact that it's okay for him to kill these four people, you know, whose families have lost him forever. So it's okay for that, and it's okay for him to continue to kill people because he don't know right from wrong? No, that's not acceptable. And then the lawyer was trying to say, okay, well, he shouldn't be tried as an adult. Why the hell not?
How old is he?
I think this little boy, he just had a birthday, and I believe he's 19 now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they mm-hmm. caught him in Mexico. He, you know, his mom, she sold everything in her house, and they went down to Mexico. They were hiding out in Mexico for, you know, 4 minutes. And
mm-hmm.
they were actually, you know, being undetected until his dumb self, he wanted to go buy a pizza. He didn't have enough pizza on him, so you're hiding out from the police, first and foremost, okay? So
mm-hmm.
he didn't have enough money to buy his pizza, so he decided, hey, let me use my card that has my name on it to buy this pizza.
Exactly.
Stupid. So it's not that you don't know right from wrong, it's that you're too spoiled to insecure and you're too dumb to realize that the world does not revolve around you.
Exactly. Hell, even rich people know there's a limit to what they can do.
Exactly.
You seen the mugshots on some of your prettiest people? Not pretty. Not
right.
Pretty.
I mean, they get rich people for tax evasion and all this other good stuff all the time. They have to do time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So why is he not doing time? Now, his mother, she came back up. You know, they transferred her back up here to the United States. And she did some time. And I think she was in jail for maybe like a day or so, and then her lawyer got her out. So now they're trying to get this little boy up here to, you know, the United States as well, because I believe he was, last time I saw the news, he was still in jail in Mexico. You know, he had changed his whole appearance because this little boy, you know, he was blonde hair, you know what I'm saying? So he decided that he wanted to color his hair black, you know, he want to grow a mustache and a beard and, you know, color that black. Okay, that's fine that you did all that, but you're using a card with your name on it.
Right. Exactly.
Just another case of a dumb criminal.
No, you want to know, yeah, that's kind of dumb. You off the grid and you go and use a card that says, hey, here I am, you know.
Exactly. You might as well have just walked into the police station and said, hey, here I go. I'm right here.
Exactly.
You know? But, I mean, you have to look at Mexico like, wait a minute, what are y'all doing? Because El Chapo, he escaped twice from jail.
Is this the kingpin from Mexico?
Yes, this is the same one that put a hit on Donald Trump. This is the same one that spoke to, what's his name, Sean Penn.
Uh-huh.
So, and I'm thinking to myself, when he's talking to Sean Penn and he's saluting the police, like, wait a minute, isn't Sean Penn considered, you know, accessory to him, you know, because he knows where he is and he's not telling the police. So come to find out that he's protected by the laws of journalism. You know, he was there as a journalist. Wait a minute. When did Sean Penn become a journalist? I thought this motherfucker was an actor.
Hey, as long as he found some way around it, trust me, he good.
It seems like all these people are finding a way around a lot of stuff. It's easy for them. It's, you know, when your skin color is the right color to find ways around things.
I'll put it to you like this. I got two things to say. It's the, okay, I know you heard of the caste system, CASTE.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's your standing as a person in society. You know, are you in the wealthy class or are you in the, you know, dregs of humanity class, you know. So with that being said, Sean Penn is he's considered Hollywood royalty. They're not going to let nothing happen to him unless he get a little bit out the way with himself. They're going to protect him, you know. So I look at it like that. Number two, we are not privileged. I mean, we got to get a lot smarter as people that we don't have the same standing as everybody, but it's available to us. We just have to go and do the work to find it so that we can get ourselves out of trouble just the same way they do. Because I'm going to tell you, people that shouldn't get off are getting off. Cops are getting off for murder, okay? Not good.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's in your job description, but just blatant out, I'm going to shoot you just because. No. So we just got to go find out how these people are getting around all of this.
Right.
Because
I need to know.
I need to know. I want to know.
Exactly.
Because these jokers, boy, they made me nervous. Just a
right,
nervous.
Exactly.
I still go about my day my regular way.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as getting out the way with a speeding ticket. I want to know how you do that.
Exactly. So on that note, what I'm going to do is I'm going to close out the show. Like I said, I will have more information for everyone tomorrow about the situation with the Flint water and the Robert and Mate, the very insensitive comment. Also, how to, you know, send in your donations or any type of water that you want to send out to them as well. So I will be here tomorrow at 11 o'clock a.m., Standard Time, Eastern Standard Time, and the call-in number is 347-324-5717. I hope you guys have a very blessed day, and remember, smiling is very contagious, and try to go out and infect as many people as you can.
Let me see it. Make every minute worth it, baby. This for Usher, baby.
I done been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million, don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you, don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, 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 don't nobody kiss it like you, don't nobody kiss it like you.
It's 5 in the morning, Kush is rolling, what she making, taking next?
Yeah.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
don't nobody kiss it like you.